Sup, dudes?
Hey, we here. Wow, we here. That was quick.
It was
we
quick.
We just got right into it.
We just got right into it, saying words, doing things, pumping it. Too pumped.
Way why too we pumped? Much. That went. I went real quick.
I don't know why I joined you. I don't know why you started it. I don't know why I joined you.
I'm three wines deep right now, man.
That is
a full glass of fucking wine. I'm like a
three, a full glass of wine is an inch.
A good inch in a real like, thick glass.
Like an inch, man.
Not to the fucking brim. I'm not a hobo.
Do hobos often drink wine?
I would assume they would
brim?
Get, if they are pouring, for, like if you went up to a hobo and was like, have some wine, he'd pour as much as he could into whatever glass
he had. I think a hobo would drink right out of the bottle.
I'm not saying give him the wine bottle.
You're just offering him some wine, but if he reaches for the bottle, like, no.
Right. Just back off. End, that's my wine.
Into a glass. We need some class here, hobo.
Yep. But now I'm on to whiskey.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I asked Colby. He said that he needed the fan because he was three wines deep and he was hot.
I'm very hot.
And I asked why he's coming drinking wine, and he said it's because he was watching Game of Thrones. And then I asked if he was Tyrion, and he said, yes, I drink and I know things. That's why I'm here.
Yep.
So...
Yep, I was watching the Battle of Blackwater.
Dude, is that the one where they put the fire on the lake?
Yeah, okay. The hound gets all scared because there's fire, so he comes back in and he's like, give me something to drink! And then some dude brings him water. He's like, fuck water, where's wine? And then he gets
why
the wine.
Why would you bring him water?
And then right then, I was like, you know what, wine sounds real good.
Yeah?
The hound's got it down.
What kind of wine do you drink, man?
Well, I drink two.
Okay, two different kinds.
Britt's got this, like, basically grape juice.
Okay.
Wine.
All right, yeah.
It's called Electra, but it's expensive.
Okay.
And I could chug that entire bottle.
Electra wine?
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
Is it like Daredevil or is it with a C? Electra.
I think it's with a C.
Electra. Oh, there it is. Right there. Electra wine.
Yep. That top one right there on the right.
Quaddy? It's from the Quaddy Winery.
Yeah, man.
I'm at least 21, by the way. Quaddy.
Yeah.
Quaddy.
That shit is grape juice.
I want to say
delicious. But
Quaddy.
I went through two bottles of that basically in one night.
Quaddy.
And that was $30, so I'm like, I should pull it back.
Quaddy.
So then I got a bigger bottle of wine.
I think it's
from Sutton Home, yeah. Sutton Home and
Sutter Home, yeah, they're just right there, you know.
Sutter Home. $10 for a huge bottle
dude.
Of pink Moscato.
If you haven't got loaded off Sutter Home,
that's
dude, I don't know what you're
shit,
doing with your
man.
Life, dude.
That's where I'm at right now.
I don't know
now.
What you're doing with
I
your
am
life.
Decently intoxicated off of Sutter Home.
Electra, is it red or white?
The red, man.
The fuck red the Electra yeah. Moscato.
I can't do dry wines.
Red Electra, first released in 2000, is a garnet red. Tastes of succulent cherry, berry, and... pomegranate.
Yeah, you struggled with that word, did you?
And no, I'm dramatically pausing.
Oh.
Where is she?
I was going to say, this is a mix of...
And a has.
Maniche.
This is if Maniche
Christian
was,
Bale.
Was Batman. I don't know if it's me, Maniche, but I'm Batman.
Or if he's sick.
I also have a slight cold.
This is Maniche at age 84 after 80 years of smoking.
It's hard after I'm Batman. I started when I was 4 years old. I'm trying to figure out how much alcohol's in it.
I don't know.
Like, this is not... You know how I know this isn't the liquor for me?
It doesn't.
Because if I went to Kraken... If I went to Kraken rum...
Yeah, it's not rum. It's
okay.
Wine.
Yeah,
people
I know.
People drink wine for taste, not the alcohol.
I don't drink anything for
well,
the taste.
You're not a wine drinker.
Well, that's really awkward.
You're on TotalWine.com.
Dude, I clicked the first link on Google, bro.
Don't ever click the first one. It's always an ad.
47%. You see that? See that?
You're also on a fully alcohol site, not a winery.
This is their site.
Yeah. They're like, taste the wine.
I don't care about
94 points,
taste.
Man. Look at all the awards it's won.
Yeah, you know what I? You know how I feel about these awards right here, man? This is how I feel about these awards right here. No more awards. Tell me how much it's worth.
It was probably in that awards.
It wasn't. I read over it.
Brett coming in strong.
Thank you.
5.5.
God, 5.5. That's grape juice, dude. You were right.
Yeah.
It's grape juice.
You drink enough. Drink enough of it. You're good. But.
I would literally drink that whole bottle at 5.5.
Oh, yeah.
I would have to feel anything, you know? Have to.
No, yeah, I definitely did an entire bottle.
Was
two nights ago, half a bottle last night, and then half of Sutter Home last night, and then another half of Sutter Home already, and plus whiskey. I'm feeling great.
Dude, I bet you're feeling great, dude. Wine gives me headaches, though.
Nah.
You don't have that experience?
It puts me to sleep.
That's even better, dude.
Dude,
Sutter Home is great.
Great.
One time I went over to a friend's house. This is back when I had friends. I played Settlers of Catan for the first time, all right, with a friend and her husband. Me and Chris were there. We had a big bottle of Sutter Home, and then she had a big bottle of Sutter Home. Oh, God, what's this? Hi, I'm from @twitch.com/Lang=English, in parentheses, @twitch.com/Lang=EN. Unfortunately, your channel has bad positions due to the small number of viewers. We will be happy to help you with promotion. We have a lot of great features like chat, gradual buildup of viewers who will promote you to the top, and will help you earn on your favorite business.
Yeah, hook us up.
Okay. Do it.
Do it for free.
No. Yeah, we need... No, don't do it for free. I will gladly pay, but I need proof first. So, Kingers, I'm gonna need 85,000 viewers tonight.
I was just going to say, do it for free. Whatever you can do would be great, man.
No.
Appreciate it.
No, I want 85,000.
We ain't paying for nothing, though, because we cheat. So.
No, 85,000 viewers will be fine.
Go try somewhere.
I'll pay for it for 85,000.
Yeah.
What's the top person on Twitch right now, man? How many viewers do you think the top person's got?
The top person of all Twitch or
yeah,
top
number,
show Twitch?
The number one on Twitch.
And fucking, I don't know.
We won't count Overwatch League. All right, Shroud. Shroud's at 49,800. We will take 49,900. I ain't asking for number one. Just number two. If we can do that, we'll go check out @twitch.com/LanguageEnglish. Although I may do it in Espanol.
Yeah, I really am concerned as to what that site is. Probably porn, right? It's porn?
Dude, it's gotta be porn.
It's probably porn. Yeah, okay.
I do like, my favorite thing about this message, honestly, as a person who spends all day on Twitch, okay? Like, he has the link, hi, I'm from @twitch.com. Mm-hmm. And then in parentheses, he has it @space.com. You know, so, like, if it gets blocked.
If anybody blocks links.
Right. Mm-hmm. But here's how Twitch works.
If it has a link in the actual
yeah,
chat,
it's gonna get
it?
It's going to get the whole mm-hmm. message.
That doesn't make no sense.
So it doesn't matter if it's in parentheses. The whole message is going to get deleted.
Hey, there's some advice for you, man. Take
that's
that.
Just, that's just weird. That right there, that advice right there, I helped him improve on his marketing. He
right?
should give us 80. What did we
bucks.
Want? 85 point.
20 bucks this
no,
way.
No, I don't want money. I want 85,000 views.
That's a lot more than 20 bucks.
Dude, but that he doesn't claim to have money. He claims to help us get
I don't
get
give a
stuff.
Shit. You gave him a piece of advice. It's worth fucking worth 20 bucks.
No, I want 85K. I want 85K viewers, and if we don't get 20 bucks from those 85K, I will give you a 25K. I will give you 20 bucks.
Can you see this? I got it.
That came from, like, the inside of your headphones,
I
man.
Know.
But anyway, Sutter Home. Point is, got lit. It was the best night of my life.
Yeah.
It's all been downhill
yeah,
from there. Sutter Home rules,
right?
Dude. I'm going to get
never
roasted
give
on some
up
Sutter
on
Home
that wine, man. Never give up on it.
Dude, wine is great,
it's,
man.
It's a good place to be. It just goes real fast, but that's why you go with the cheap stuff.
That's got
to
get. Well, you know, Sutter Home, there's a lot of wine in there. But yeah, like wine is like it's delicious, you know?
Yeah, I bought
like
that,
see how
I
you
bought that bottle last night. There's probably maybe a quarter, maybe
yeah.
a fifth left.
But you're drinking it with two, right? I'm guessing Brits.
Mm-mm. I bought a bottle at Sutter Home and a bottle at Electra. She only drinks the Electra.
Okay.
I have strictly done that Sutter Home.
Okay. Well, first of all,
I pour heavy wine glasses.
You will have no judgment from me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
And second of all, right. how you drink wine, that's how I drink whiskey.
Yeah.
Which is why I can't drink anymore because of the ulcers.
Probably smart.
Yeah. But like your experience of, God, this alcohol tastes great. That's how I feel about all alcohols.
I don't feel
oh,
the same
man,
way.
It just gets me.
Rock hard, man! Oh, buddy! Woo!
13,
yeah!
13 is Taylor's lucky number?
Yeah, because she's the spawn of Satan.
Don't they skip 13 because
yes.
it's unlucky?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Not very many people claim to have the
right.
lucky number.
That's ballsy,
13.
Dude.
Only Satanists.
Yeah, my lucky number is 666, and I'm proud of it. You know, it's like, okay, well, Taylor, 13 months of subs? Yeah, pales into comparison to the, what, almost 12 years of listenership, but, you know, we'll take your, we'll take, what is that, 50, 50, 60, 65, $65.
Not even that.
No, that's what it is. I mean, well, technically it's not. Well, technically it's a fourth. Because 32, half 50, goes to Twitch.
32, 50.
Half, then half of that goes to me, and half of that goes to you.
Yeah, so like 15.
She's really given us 13. What? She's really given us $15 each.
Yeah.
For 12 years of entertainment. But in her defense, we also only gave her one episode for most of those years.
Those episodes were golden, though.
They were worth
a bar of gold.
Just get a bar of gold. I like drunk Colby on this show. It's good. You tell jokes. I like it. Man. I like it, dude.
I'm the pun one here.
No, I get it. I'm just disgusted that you made a joke I usually would.
I didn't even mean to do that.
You should always take credit.
I didn't even mean to do it. I just meant I'm the one who does the puns, but literally I went the pun one, but then it sounds like the fun ones.
Right.
No, I'm proud of myself for that one, honestly.
Dude, that's pretty good. You should have just taken credit, man, and been like,
I'm the smartest person alive.
We should have drawn the line there.
Nope.
Just quit while we're ahead, man.
Of course.
Hey, okay, so we got topics tonight, and I got one thing that I'm really upset about.
What's that?
And I got one thing that I think is just hilariously ironic. Which one do you want first?
We can talk about SJW cucks if you want real quick.
Okay, why?
This is the one topic I'm going to bring to the show.
Okay.
I watched it. Well, there are several videos on YouTube now.
Okay.
From specifically and exclusively white men. That Captain Marvel has like dropped like $100 million in what it's going to make at the box office because Brie Larson doesn't like white men.
Okay, like them, like she doesn't want to date him or like him.
No,
she hates
like
him, they
exist. She's on a campaign against white men is how they feel.
Really?
Yeah.
How is she doing that?
I believe it was last year she was on a press tour or something like that for that Wrinkle in Time trash fire that happened.
So they're mad about something that happened a year ago?
Kind of, but she's back on it again this
year.
Okay, all right. Basically, she's just saying that she blames white men for predominantly being the majority of film critics.
That's probably true, though, right?
I mean, yes, there are majoritively white men.
I mean, you could just be like, we blame white men for being the majority of, and then blank. And then unless it's...
You could kind of do that.
Unless it's rapper.
Or...
And even then, Eminem's still the best.
Hate crimes. And then you're probably wrong.
Creating hate crimes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, do you throw prison rape in?
Because they're the majority of that.
Yeah.
Probably.
So...
Most likely.
Dude, white men even they have a majority on everything, dude. Okay, so anyway, what are we angry about? We're just mad at her for hating white men?
Uh-huh.
I also hate white men. I'd like to go out.
I don't hate white men.
I just generally.
I hate old white men.
I hate most men because they intimidate me.
Well, then that's just a sad life for you, man.
It is sad.
Get a gun.
It is a sad life for
Get
me.
Get a gun and shoot
them
in their
guns
faces.
Also intimidate me.
Well, learn how to handle it.
You know what doesn't intimidate me?
It will just not.
Let me think here.
A fly?
No, flies, dude. I drank a fly once
in
my coffee. I was streaming, and I took a drink, and there was a fly in it.
Uh-huh.
I was that flies beta cuck SJW. Is that the right usage?
No, that's the complete wrong everything what you just said.
But I was the flies beta.
Is the opposite of the dictionary definition of all those words.
But the fly killed himself to make sure that I'd be grossed out by his existence. That's pretty metal, dude.
I think metal is he killed himself just
at
that. It's just you are less metal for being scared by a fly in your drink.
Like I couldn't
a dead fly at that.
Yeah, not I like couldn't go hunting because I couldn't even see a fly in my drink. One that I'm putting up next to my
eyes. People are now boycotting Captain Marvel because of this.
I mean, while I was doing prep for the show, I literally read an article that said Captain Marvel is the number 3 movie of all time in ticket presales. So their boycott isn't working that well.
No.
The problem is like, that's like...
All these fans think that they got shit going.
Well, it's...
Like the Solos and the Star Wars and now this.
Right. Well, the problem is that it's like when I'm going to boycott mumble rap. I don't listen to mumble
rap. We're doing it. Let's start it.
Mm-hmm. Like, my boycott of mumble rap means nothing because I don't buy mumble rap. Yeah. So, by the way, white men, predominantly mumble rappers, right? Is that right?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because aren't the ones that were black, aren't they either dead or in jail now? Like Post Malone, mumble rapper.
Okay,
right?
Well, I guess.
I mean,
there used to be.
Yeah.
They used to be the minority, but yeah. Now so many.
So
of them
so
have
a conspiracy theorist could
died
say
or jailed.
Could say that the white man is pushing them
Why
out.
Why is the white man not getting jailed for the same shit, huh?
I saw a meme last. You're on Reddit a lot. Do you ever see that Ask Ouija? The Ask Ouija, like the Ouija board Reddit, where basically it's just something, something, something blank, and then the comment is one letter, and then the reply is another, and they basically make a word.
I've never seen that.
And like the thing was, black don't crack, but white people are immune to, and then it was a blank, and then you open it up, but it said police. I lost it. I lost it.
That's amazing.
It's so great, dude. It's so great. Anyway.
So. Yeah, it's just a thing that exists.
So people are trying to could you just search anything popular that put the word boycott on it and find a bunch of angry people on YouTube talking about it?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, like white men are boycotting Gillette and Captain Marvel.
The Razor?
Yeah, the Razor.
Okay.
Did you miss that whole hullabaloo?
Oh, about their video?
The hoopla!
I saw like the video that was about men or whatever.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
It got all them Republican white mans just real up in arms.
About razors.
Okay. I was talking to Brett about this the other night. I hate both extremes.
Yeah.
I hate crazy fucking leftist hards
this whole show.
Who think that they could steal money from the rich and just give it away to the poor, and like that's a good economic plan.
But this whole...
And then I also hate Republicans who are like, I'm mad because they're telling me what's bad.
Yeah. But this whole show is based around the fact that we hate everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So now you're just going to extremes? What about people in the middle? Are you backing up on hating people in the middle?
No, I hate everyone.
Okay,
yeah, all right.
I'm just making sure we're keeping it straight here.
Wait. When was I ever mad at people in the middle?
I feel like we're just mad at society, dude. We've been yelling riot for 157 episodes.
I mean, minus me wanting a plague of humanity to come and take either me
Dwight,
or the people
as Dwight
I hate,
says, we need a good plague.
Any of those, either of the two. But yeah. Other than that, people in the center, probably the most rational people.
Well, okay, so Menace said different levels of mad. Is that what we are? We're more mad at extremes, but still mad at the middle?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I'm barely mad at the middle. I'm very mad at the stupid people who basically take it as a religion, and I hate the people who are like you're religious, you believe in Jesus, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know... For 100% fact that you're right.
Not about anything in my life.
Bam. Okay, no, see, now
sure
that is what I can respect. That's where I'm at. I hate anyone who plays to know that they know the exact way that everything works.
What if I was like, I know how you're going to die. And then I was like, it's via stabbing. And then I stab you.
Then you're a murderer. I don't think that works. Pretty sure that's not a premonition. That's just declaring murder.
You just used the word premonition. That violates our larger than three syllable word limit on the show. Man. We could not allow this. All right.
All right. Backing up. What topics you got, man? Sorry.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm still mad that I used beta cuck wrong with that fly scenario because
really
I thought
did,
that was right. I got to start.
I mean, it was kind of right, but it was still dumb.
Like
so
the fly beta. I'm wrong. The beta. He cucked me, right? Beta's a noun, cuck's a verb.
Yes, because the drink was yours. He fucked your drink
right.
In front of you,
yes.
Making you the cuck. Yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. No, you used it right.
Okay.
I was just mad that you used it right, so I got back at you.
Why? Why can't I do it?
Because I had a valid argument going on. You were like, how about this fly in my cup?
Sorry, I'm doing a comedy show over here, by the way. Okay, here, let's get to something real serious,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, man, real serious. Let's go.
So Hugh Jackman... just got a Guinness Book of World Records record. A Guinness record?
Yeah.
Whatever it is. For playing Wolverine for 16 years. And it mentions in here that that Sir Patrick Stewart also got the same thing because he appeared in X-Men in 2000 with Hugh Jackman and in Logan 2017. Okay? So I am so enraged by this.
Yeah.
I'm so enraged. Number one.
That you could just make up world records?
Well, I didn't even think about that. Let's add that one to the list that they could just make up world records. Okay? Yeah. You should get a Guinness Book of World Records for using the longest word on the show, premonition.
Bam.
Where's the guy with the glasses?
Right.
All right? Where's me but with a fashion budget? Where's that at, huh? Come waltz on in here, man.
Why is the guy from Fantastic Beasts giving this Guinness World Record
Award away?
I don't get it.
I would kill for this man's confidence because he does look like the guy from Fantastic Beasts.
I was going to say he looks like old Nick George.
If someone was like, hey, fat, pointing at me, and they're like, hey, fat, you're going to give an award to one of the sexiest men most fit on the planet. Sexy accent, sexy skin, sexy head, Wolverine, big
skin. Can we pause there?
What do you
Why
mean?
Why was that the first
Because
thing?
I want to peel his skin off and wear it. Is that weird? Okay, well then I'm weird. Label me weird.
Just a smidge.
Okay.
Just a tiny
Regardless,
bit.
There's no way I would let him see me. I would show up full burka, and he would still notice I was fat. He'd be like, why is there a stale potato walking in here? And then, not only that...
And not only are you a potato, but you're stale.
Yeah, because I'm black. And then, I would never touch him or take a photo with him. I'm ashamed to be in the wedding photos with my future wife, who's currently my wife, and I am... because I was going to look... like I'm the guy from Fantastic Beasts next to a supermodel.
Actually, Andy Milonakis, but yeah, no,
I don't.
Point.
I don't want to ever see a fat man in us. He's too confident. He needs
also
to be taken down.
Sweater vest, like bad decision.
What we need to do, Colby, tomorrow. Scratch all your work. Here's what we do. I need you to take this photo, Photoshop out Hugh Jackman, add one of those roast me signs to it, and put it on Reddit, and just send me the link so I can go and read what people say about him. Put him in his place, and then I'm gonna find him and I'm gonna send him a link too. It'd be like, learn your lane, fatty.
Oh my God, man!
It's not fair that he gets to have self confidence.
You got pure hate right out of that one.
That was not even what I wanted.
About 1 millisecond of you know, happiness, bliss for him. Afterwards, he had to stop looking at the camera, look back at who he was looking at, and be like, oh, I don't look like that shit.
Well, you know what? I'm happy that he's experienced bliss.
Yeah. He's got a second.
Must be nice.
You were on the news in Wichita, Kansas once. Wasn't that happy? Wasn't that the moment of your life?
No.
It wasn't?
No, it wasn't.
How about getting married?
No.
What about having a child?
No. Mm. I don't experience bliss. All I do is experience
worry. How about when you
worry.
Met me?
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
You know how uncomfortable I was having a stranger in my home?
Oh, I bet very.
Yes.
Especially a 15-year-old.
Your age didn't even factor into it. I was too terrified to know who you were. What's your name? And I heard, because that's all I was going to remember. Anyway, let's move on.
Why are you mad again?
Here's what I'm mad about.
Fatty.
One, Hugh Jackman been in way more Wolverine movies than Patrick Stewart. It's not fair that they should have to share an award when Hugh Jackman has been, sure, the same amount of time has passed as Patrick Stewart, okay? But he's been Wolverine way many more times than Patrick Stewart has been Professor Xavier. Because he's been in 16 Wolverine spinoff solo movies. Not even counting every movie that Patrick Stewart was in,
he was in.
What do you mean, hold on?
There have been 3 Wolverine movies.
Yes, the one in Japan, the one with Ryan Reynolds, and then the good one.
And Patrick Stewart was in 2 out of the 3 of those.
Still one more.
But I'm trying to think if there was any X-Men movie without Wolverine in it.
There hasn't been.
And it was First Class.
No, he was in that.
He was.
Because they introduced and told him to F off, right.
He was not in that one.
Right.
So yeah, he's 2 up on him.
Yeah. So that's not fair. And then... I started thinking, okay, if the only requirement to get this Guinness Book of World Record is time spent playing a superhero, and not even, like, playing him occasionally, just the fact that you're still him, then it should go to the guy who played the Hulk. The original OG Hulk. Whatever his name was.
Oh, Lou Ferrigno.
Yes, right? Him. Because he played the Hulk when in the 80s. And he got all green and stuff, and he was doing the voice of the Hulk in the MCU up till Ultron. Every movie where Hulk spoke as Hulk in the Hulk.
The Avengers.
Yes, in the Avengers. It was not Ruffalo. It was Lou Ferrigno doing the Hulk's voice.
Wasn't.
It absolutely was.
No, it
so
wasn't.
So this Guinness Book of World Record isn't even right. And they're just handing out bogus records so Mick Fat can hang out with Hugh Jackman.
It was probably his idea. That's why he's so happy. Well, that's real dumb.
Yeah.
And that's also a dumb topic. What's the next one? Let's go.
What do you mean? My rage about this is way more justified than your topic of rage about Captain Marvel hating white men.
Man, I'm a white man.
White
she hating on me.
Are you great?
Yes.
No, you just...
I'm fantastic.
You quit.
I'm made of pure amazing. And a lot of shit.
Yes! You suck. Just like
I'm
all,
great.
All white men
I've
suck.
I've never done anything wrong. Except all the stuff I've done wrong. Did Chris just laugh at that?
No, she sneezes like a squirrel in
here. Okay. Brett's sneeze is not better. Her sneeze is... Like, it's fucking loud and long. And
you're embellished. You don't need to sneeze like that.
I don't know, man.
You don't.
I tried to be as loud as possible there. Still not as loud as Prince's
like,
sneeze.
I am a professionally trained audio broadcaster. But if I need to sneeze, I can sneeze silently if I need to.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
So can they. They just choose not to.
They do.
Because they want it. They want to.
They want it.
They want to stick it to the white man in their lives.
I hurt, babe.
So
please treat me like a woman. Take care of me. Wait, no, feminism. Fuck you. I don't need a man. My sneezes can be as loud as shit. I will take them in stride. Ha-cha! What?
Ha-cha.
I can lift 5,000 horses.
Ha-cha. Now I just imagine that she's the guy from Cars. She's ka-cha and everyone.
Ha-cha?
Ka-chow, that's what he says.
Ka-cha? Cars?
Yeah.
It's the one Pixar franchise I hate.
Lightning McQueen walks and he goes, ka-chow!
Really? He doesn't say, wow.
Well, he does say that, too.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's Owen Wilson.
I was going to say, it's Owen Wilson.
Anyway,
he's got to do that.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Next
time. I don't
topic.
Know either. Look at this. All right, this is really short. All right, Reggie Fils-Aimé, man. You know who this guy is?
No.
He's the president. He's the president of Nintendo of America. Okay, look who he's being replaced by.
Bowser?
How can they get a new person to run their company whose last name is Bowser?
That's stupid. They have a picture of Bowser? Because I need to see Mr. Bowser.
Yeah, he's right here. This is him right here.
That man was born when Nintendo came out with Mario and was like, this is my new last name.
Baby Acid could do it because she's math smart. But like, I need someone to run the numbers of like... the probability that a man named Bowser would become president of Nintendo. Because that's got to be astronomical.
Please tell me somebody's photoshopped him into being actual Bowser.
I don't, but be the dream you want to be, man.
I guess.
Yeah.
I need to do it.
That's just hilarious to me that exists.
That's ridiculous.
Yep.
What? This is fake.
No, it's real. It's
no,
everywhere.
Life, our life.
Oh, yeah, it's
fake.
A simulation.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they're giving us clues, and we're just
right?
moving past
like
it.
Bowser
yeah.
takes over Nintendo.
Yeah, right?
Are you
You're
fucking
right.
kidding me?
You're 100% right.
Yeah.
You're 100%
they're
right.
They're giving it away at this point.
We're not going to believe it, though.
They were like, all right, we're finally going to let them know. Elon Musk will come out and be like, we're living in a fucking simulation, but I'm not sure. So it's on the smart ones to figure it out.
If Elon Musk could come out and prove we were
three
in a
years
simulation,
later,
what would
they're
happen,
like,
dude?
They still haven't figured it out. Let's give him another hint. Let's make Bowser the head of Nintendo.
Yeah.
If he does, man, I'm unplugging.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, actually, no, I'm not. I don't want to live in that gray wasteland of whatever the fuck they're living in.
It would be an infinite blackness.
I still like steak.
Just like in real life.
They don't have steak there.
Like, isn't that a big point in The Matrix when they discover they're in The Matrix? Like, they go and they eat steak and you're like, does it really matter? You know, taste the steak.
That's Cypher.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, that's a big plot point of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he betrays the actual
right,
real world.
Because he likes steak. That's you.
Oh. Yes. Don't pull me out.
You would betray reality because there's no steak.
Except, no. I will do exactly like he did. I'll get out, I'll find the resistance, and then I'll go back into the machines and be like, yo, I know where your enemies are. give me everything, and then will be the next Elon Musk.
I mean,
going on meme review and
the
shit.
Matrix is like, if you start thinking about it, like, the Matrix itself is a really cool concept, and that I think is why the movie is good. But in reality, if we did live in the Matrix, I wouldn't want to leave.
No.
Why would you care?
Well, if it's anything like the actual movie, yeah, no, fuck real life.
Like, why would you, like, oh, your body's a battery. Guess what? Your body is a battery. It's powering your brain.
It's no much better than right now.
Right. It's the same exact
Except
thing. Like,
I'd rather be there because you're literally just laying down,
like, is there a
for
difference?
Eternity.
Is there a difference between That's your good. Consciousness living in a simulation like in the Matrix and AI having a consciousness? Like, we're playing Detroit Become Human now. We're going to finish it tonight. Like, the AI are becoming sentient. They're becoming human.
No, because they live in the Matrix, so.
No, I mean, like those robots, like, the whole point of the game is, oh, they have sentience, so they're real.
No, the whole point of the game is to kill everybody.
That's your point of the game.
That
I
definitely
think,
is my point.
I don't think that is the actual point, though. Look up transhumanism. And I said, this is going to be way too smart for us. Do you know what show you're watching?
Is this, like, about the humanity of trans people?
In the belief or theory that the human race can evolve beyond its current physical and mental limitations, especially by means of science and technology. These people all need to be rounded up city Kentucky first. Like, just let them look around Kentucky.
And be like, no, we can't.
No, we can't. Not in my lifetime, it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, man. You know? I want my brain on a hard drive. That sounds so much better.
Like, I fully believe that transhumanism will evolve. I believe that we will evolve past our current physical and mental limitations. I do believe that. But I also believe that people's physical and mental limitations, they are all different.
Oh, yeah.
My physical limitations are can't run a mile.
You could,
so
you
is
could
it? Am I a transhumanist
miles.
If I believe that? Did you
Isn't
just steal a piece
is?
Of my son's candy?
No, I didn't do that at all. What did I do?
No, nothing, man.
Something Fine. Involving candy?
I'm going to tell him you stole
something
it.
Something, I eat something.
I'm going to send him over to your house and be like, you ate my candy, dude.
If he misses a Milky Way, he can come talk to me.
I'm going to tattle on you. I'm going to let him know.
That's fine.
That's fine. What
tell him I'll steal more if he doesn't eat this.
He
needs
is
to gain a few pounds.
He is eating it really slow.
Stick.
Yeah, dude, he is very small. Yeah,
I don't understand how he's your son.
Dude, look at me.
Were you ever a stick?
No, I don't think so. But my brother Daniel is. He must have got those genes, dude.
Maybe.
Whatever he got and I didn't, my son got. Well, thank God
That's
for
good,
him.
Right?
Yeah, because
yeah,
I need him to be
him.
Successful because I'm going to be in hospice at 35.
Yeah,
I need him
say,
to start making
take
some money.
Care of you. Yeah,
yeah
man,
come on now. Well, and you. You can come in.
Oh, cool, yeah. I stole his candy, so now I'm entitled.
Well, I mean, you're also his godfather.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, if I die, you have to take care of him.
Why is that a thing?
Well, who else is going to do it?
When was that decided?
On his birthday in 2009. I mean, his godmother's technically...
I don't have the responsibility for that.
Is Whitney, and I don't even think we're on speaking
terms.
Is it
really Whitney?
Yeah, I think so. Well, it was then, yeah.
You sure it's not the red-haired chick?
Andrea?
Yeah, that
No,
one.
It's not her.
Not that
no.
one? Yeah, back then she was two all over the place.
Right, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so if we ever die, you gotta go.
And like what? Move in?
Yeah, you gotta move in with Whitney.
Nah, I'm taking full custody. She could fight me.
That's not how godparents work.
Get out of here, loud sneezer!
I'm just saying, call me your
We don't want your
Why?
Opinions.
Because there's no...
Oh, no, like, all of your family has to die, and then I get it.
He's Catholic as possible.
Yeah.
He's gonna be raising it. That's what Catholics are with the Godfather stuff, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
I thought Catholics were, like, really big into the Godfather stuff.
No. Not that I know of. What do you mean?
Is that people who own Italian restaurants?
So, like, no. What's a Godfather to you? What does that mean?
A pizza. That's what it is to me.
I was gonna say, if all other... relatives or anything like that that can take
yes.
guardianship
if the
of him,
next of kin doesn't exist you are his guardian
right.
now
yeah,
yes
that's,
yeah
that's the same thing
right.
that's all it is
right but you've seen my family
mm-hmm.
if I'm dying it's a possibility they're all dead as well
you have three younger
I
siblings.
Think that they don't count right
they definitely
like
count.
It goes to you before my siblings
no
well I want to
they're
in the
blood.
Will well I'm gonna make a will that's like if it'll go to my mother, and then if she stubs her toe,
I will happily take him. I will raise him,
dude. No, don't raise him. He's like 18, I just need to make sure you give him food. Please don't teach him anything.
He's all raised. Man.
Don't teach him
a
word.
Here's how you roll a joint.
He probably should learn that. It'll teach him social skills later in life, you know. But like
maybe not in a place where it's illegal, because that's the non fun part.
Yeah.
If it's legal, then by all means.
I would need to go to Ecuador.
I got a fucking girlfriend hair in my sock.
That's some weird kinky stuff you're into.
God, girl, yeah, babe, stick your hair in my sock. Oh, oh, never seen anything hotter.
What? Oh my god.
Gets me rock hard stick hair in my sock.
Bet it does. I bet Brit's all
over that.
That's
not the sock I'm talking about either.
What?
Now it's in my... How'd it get back in my groin?
You really want us to answer that question? Because I bet we all have theories. Sorry about the frame drops, people. I don't know why they're happening. Just deal with them, all right? It's like they're, no one... Well, you can kind of see that hair. Kind of see it. I mean, the best thing to do would be to hold it at your face while I zoom in on your face.
Yeah. Oh, you saw it in front of my face. Hold
on. See, there it is. Yeah, because that's where it's focused. Yeah.
Right over my eye, right in the dark. Get your hair out of here, babe.
I mean, they can't see anything because we're dropping frames. So, it's a slideshow right now for everybody. But they can hear us.
Didn't this happen last week?
No, last week we went completely offline. And it was actually really nice. They ended our show without our will 5 minutes before it ended.
Yeah.
And then I had time to upload it all to Twitch and get everything put out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the internet died again at like 10:30 at night, and it stayed down till 7:30 a.m. So
that's appropriate. Wow.
Yeah, we couldn't watch any movies or anything in bed, which kind of sucked. But overall,
that's lame.
If it's going to go down and need to be repaired, that would be the best time to do it.
Isn't that Transcendence movie,
that movie's terrible.
Isn't it the same concept, though? Doesn't Johnny Depp get sucked into a hard drive?
Well, I think he chooses to upload his consciousness into a computer mainframe. Yes, I think that is the point.
Yeah, well, then that is exactly what transhumanism means.
Well, that's why it's listed under transhumanism movies,
great
man.
Great point. Even Avatar, looky there.
Avatar.
Limit.
But just it's funny, like transhumanist and movies about blue cats would both pull up Avatar.
Well, yeah. I guess that kind of makes sense that we can use 100% of a brain.
Do you throw your socks and your pants on the floor, man?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why you got girlfriend hair.
Oh, definitely.
Because girlfriends shed like dogs.
Yes, they do.
You know, that's what happens.
Well, what you got next, man?
Dude, nothing that's good.
What's Trump?
We could run through these. So right now, right now, AT&T is launching 5G.
Mm-hmm.
You know this? And then Trump said, I want 5G and 6G technology. Oh, I actually clicked it. This is proof that it's a real thing. Technology in the United States as soon as possible. It's far more powerful, faster, and smarter than the current standard. American companies must step up their efforts or get left behind. There is no reason that we should be lagging behind on ...
Oh, he loves those, you know, separated tweets. Man.
So he's like... He just called for 6G when 5G hasn't even come out yet.
I was wondering what this was, and now I know. I saw a meme. You remember that scene in The Office?
Oh, you talking about that high-quality gym?
Yeah,
what about
one.
7G? Yeah. I mean, now I feel like we got to pull
it
up.
That's possible.
Now I feel like we got to pull it up, right?
8G? I could see that happening. Yeah. High-quality GIFs, man. Sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they make no sense to me.
Some of them are pretty meta, yeah.
GIF? Do us a GIF.
We just say GIF.
Let's just stop. Yeah, it's GIF.
It's GIF, yeah.
GIF.
Yeah, it's GIF. It's both, then we can't offend anybody. Nope. All right? Yeah, right here. This one right here. This is it. Sorry, audio listeners. Go to twitch.tv/7Colby. 7G. Could be 7.5G. Could see that happening. 8G. I like Jim's face. 8G?
It's a realistic possibility. 11G. Perhaps.
What about 1000G? And it's just so great.
5000G.
The best part of this is like now they're alone in the room, okay? Yeah. The real question now is,
Who will break first?
Is Jim trolling Dwight, or is Dwight trolling Jim at that point, dude?
It's definitely Dwight.
Yeah, the right?
Man's the man's a behind-the-scenes genius.
Yeah, I think so. He's like Trump.
Yep.
Yeah, it's 6D
playing
chess,
5,000
dude.
5,000D chess.
Why stop at 4D when you can go to 10 million D chess?
10
Why stop at 5G when you can go to 10G? Like, let's
Infinity
just make it up.
Chess, let's continue forever.
Hey, April, good to see you. Yeah, dude, that's ridiculous. How about this one, man? Queensland in Australia is going to allow you to start putting emojis on personalized license plates. What do you...
Christ. End my life. Course down under there, stupid as shit. Allowing
no,
emojis.
I didn't think about that.
Emojis to be on their license plates. What in the crikey fuck's going on down there?
You don't like emojis on
Did
your license
Did they let a wombat be the goddamn president of Australia? I like the emojis. I can understand them. I cannot read that English there. No, I can't. I cannot. I went.
How does the police read this off?
Whiskey, Idaho, New Zealand, Quattro, New Zealand, sunglasses. What is I in the Greek letter? Greek?
It's indigo, I believe.
Indigo? Yeah, indigo, foxtrot,
yeah.
Onyx, New Zealand 3.
It would not be New Zealand.
Hard eyes.
Oh, my God. Indigo, Foxtrot, Omega would be O.
Acid, that happens
I don't
every
even want
time.
To change it. I like New
I
Zealand.
I try to do either British or Australian. Either way, the longer I go in a sentence, the
one.
More and more country it gets. 2 Sierra, Octo, Octo, Lexington, sunglass.
But this sunglass is different than this one. No, it's
no,
not.
It's not.
No, it's not, I guess. It's
Keep
not. Okay.
It the same.
Oh my God, dude! Okay, let's see. So here are some emojis. No, not okay. I don't care about that story. It's like, who's gonna be the first person with the eggplant, dude? Taylor, you
Alpha,
live in the land
Bravo,
of the yee yee. Come
indigo.
On now. You really gonna try to defend that?
Gato, what's G, man?
What?
What's G?
G is grape.
No, it's not.
I used to know these. I used to have a list in front of me when I worked at the aircraft company. Cause like
Ballin Hobo.
Yeah, what about him?
He's here.
Hey, what's are you mad? It sounded like he just walked into a saloon in 1800s.
Ballin
Hobo. You got a lot of nerve showing up here, Ballin Hobo. I will shoot your bit beckle off.
Bit beckle?
After 8 shots of whiskey.
You say boot beckle?
He's a bushy beckle.
Boot buckle?
After the battle.
After the bear?
Yeah, you ever been to the saloon?
The show has devolved into syllables.
G is golf. She's right. It is golf.
Oh, it is golf.
Mm. Your dad's favorite pastime.
Alpha, Bravo, Sierra, Delta.
Did you just say Sierra for C?
Yeah.
Sierra starts with an S.
Well, then what's C?
Charlie.
Oh, yeah. I swear it's Sierra, man. I swear to God, it's Sierra.
Sierra starts with an S!
Not if you spell it with a C.
Then it would be Kiera. Which I think is a bad car.
A Kiera.
It's the new Ford Kiera. Started at $3,000. 2 wheels in 4 spots. 2 really big wheels. What if you took big tractor tires and you put a regular size car on it? Because the tires are as long as the car. Could you drive?
No.
What if there were sticks that kind of bounced?
You're a dumb, dumb person.
Oh, my God.
Ballin, you better hurry, man. Well, you got some time.
Is this your first watch through, Ballin Hobo? And what are your honest opinions on Sansa? And
I'm
why do you think she's a worthless character?
Of the rewatch currently. Yeah, Ballin, I'm very curious as to your opinion on everything in that series.
Hey, Chris, are you out there?
Yes. Can I help you?
She ain't out.
Well, you want a husband?
She ain't out there.
You want to lie to Colby about something else?
She, no, I was going to ask to get my bungus mug so you could take a look at it.
Bungus?
Yeah, the bungus mug. Yeah.
Fungus?
No, bungus. B-U-N.
What's bungus,
it's
man?
It's like Chungus, but his cousin.
What the fuck is Chungus?
You don't know what Chungus is?
No.
Big Chungus, dude.
Is that the big black guy in deep fried memes?
Don't think so.
No? What's Big Chungus?
Big Chungus is a large Bugs Bunny. A husky Bugs Bunny.
That's right, that is. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That
is. Bungus is his cousin.
What's Bungus?
I also got your tea today, Acid, but I haven't got the other thing. I'm hoping it comes tomorrow. I gotta go check. I'm loving the show. The Red Wedding made me yell no at the TV, dude. I love the Red Wedding.
It was the best episode.
It is the best, dude. It is.
Apparently, Britt didn't see that hip piercing meme. I just showed it to her today, and she was like, oh my fucking God.
That's our brand of humor, man. Girls get their hips pierced.
Her face in that meme is so great.
Dude. Well, I'll probably try the tea tomorrow, Acid. I probably will tomorrow. So I've already made my tea for today.
I was going to say, as he drinks a different tea in front of
your face. Well, I mean, I got this. I made this tea before I went to the P.O. box, all right?
Mm-hmm. That's really old tea, then.
I mean, I make a liter and a half of tea.
Is it cold tea?
I drink 8 cups of coffee.
8?
Yeah. I think it's 8.
You know, I don't think coffee's good for ulcers either, man.
No, I think it's 6. It might be 6.
Regardless, that's too much.
I've been trying to cut back on my coffee.
There's 90 milligrams of caffeine in each cup of coffee.
Is that a lot?
So you're telling me you drink...
over a gram.
540 milligrams of caffeine
a
day?
Don't have a stroke, dude.
I got it right.
Let me think. Okay, well, here. Okay, so let's do a caffeine. Is there a caffeine calculator? I had a lot of caffeine today, to be honest. Let me look here. Caffeine Informer. Is this a caffeine? Okay, so... so enter a drink. Coffee. Oh, my God.
You should really enter your weight, too, man.
Your maximum is 4.5 cups a day. Lol, dude. This is my limit. I don't care about my limits. If I do Monster. I don't know what it's called.
Monster what?
It's like the it's
Why
the pink
typing?
It's the pink monster, dude.
What is that?
It's like I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, what type of tea are you drinking too?
This is caffeine free tea.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been trying to cut down on my caffeine.
Regardless,
I had
man,
a lot
that's
today.
540 milligrams caffeine. You know
lot.
How many I have a day? 300. And that's still pushing it.
I need a lot of caffeine.
300 is in one, I think, regular monster. In that white one, it's 160.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't even know what it's called. It's the pink one. It's the Monster Punch.
Quickfire.
It's like half juice.
Brexit, it's great if it destroys Brits.
Okay.
Down with
it. I'll just stick with my
America
boy.
America all the way.
Whatever he wants, dude. I asked Morris, because he was like, the U.S. is in trouble, because we were talking about some other stuff. And I was like, shouldn't you look inward at Brexit? I'm like, isn't the entire economy of Britain about to collapse in like
yeah.
3 weeks?
In the pound about right. to drop to fucking
right.
Venezuela and numbers?
And then Minnis said that he heard that when Brexit happens, that the U.K. will actually fall into the sea like Atlantis.
Really?
I don't have any logic to dispute that. So.
That's perfect. No, there's like a light bridge or whatever's in the rainbow bridge in Thor that's connecting it to
yeah.
the rest of Europe. And then once they break it, they'll just fall into the sea.
They can't just back out, Acid. That would require people to swallow their pride and their politicians. All right? It's going to sink into the sea.
So I don't get Brexit, man. So they were claiming like Jack Dorsey,
would you please stop? Realize who you're talking to? And then now
Twitter man has been
question.
Going
okay.
around podcasts being trying to explain their new like take on trying to stop fake news.
I actually know a lot about Brexit for some reason.
I just want to know, so did the common people think that it was going to be a good thing when it really is a terrible
Here's
thing?
What happened. they had a really quick vote that literally was like, leave or stay.
Yeah.
Okay? There
they
was a lot.
They chose to leave.
They chose to leave because there wasn't a lot of
fake
facts.
News.
There was a lot of fake news, but it was the opposite of American fake news, where all the good stuff is fake news. This is all the bad stuff was fake news. Okay? So, like, people went and voted no, not really knowing what it meant. Because, surprise, surprise, the majority of normies don't understand the complexities of trade and immigration when it comes to the European Union.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Like, we don't understand what Brexit is.
Yes.
Okay? These people didn't understand what it meant.
Wait.
So,
okay, I'm going to pause on all your smart talk real quick. Is he saying there's a tunnel
that Yeah, there's connects? There's a tunnel between Paris and... Or between France and England.
No, there's not.
Yeah, the tunnel, man.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. The tunnel.
That's a huge fucking tunnel.
I actually did, acid. This is what I'm quoting. I actually did. Yeah. The tunnel. This is all I know about it. Yeah, see right there? Look at that. The tunnel.
How long is the ride? Click on that one.
Can a car drive through the tunnel? The tunnel under the English Channel?
Where
trains carry passenger cars?
Underneath it.
It's 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Oh, that's a Eurostar service. Never mind. Peak hours takes an average of 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Of just completely underwater.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I would panic. 2 hours and 20 minutes? Fuck that.
It says it takes about 35 minutes to travel the length of the channel tunnel.
That doesn't make any sense. Peak hours?
It's the longest undersea tunnel in the world. It's 38 kilometers long under the sea, and it's actually composed of 3 tunnels, each 50 kilometers long, at an average of 40 meters below the seabed. Yeah, man.
That's terrifying as shit.
Yeah, you don't like that?
No. That thalassophobia or whatever the fuck that is taking hold real strong.
Dude, let's go on the tunnel sometime.
Dude, it's going to leak. The one time we go on it is going to be like,
if it leaks, I think we'll instantly die, right?
Because
of the pressure?
Maybe.
I don't know, man. Anyway... Brexit, like, it's like the second week of March is the day it's supposed to happen, and it could either happen with a deal, or it could happen with no deal, or they could just say nah, and not do it. But right now, it's looking like they're going to do it with no deal, which is awful.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Yeah.
So. The whole Europe is kind of messed up.
Dude.
I mean, the whole world's kind of messed
up
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, China's not great.
Russia's not great.
Nope, we're not great.
Nope.
Europe's not great.
What about Chile?
I feel like yeah, everybody, no.
What about Argentina?
Venezuela's fucked up.
Yeah, but what about Argentina?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess if we loop one continent or one country ruins a continent.
I don't really know. There's a lot of warlords down there.
But Australia, they got emoji license plates.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude,
they're real dumb and broken. It's either like New Zealand, maybe Africa.
No, Congo's real bad, dude. Congo's...
Well, parts of it, but Africa's huge.
Yeah, but I thought we were getting rid of entire continents based on one country.
Oh, well, then get rid of all 7.
I think Antarctica might be okay.
Yes. Actually, let's move there.
We could go there. They got penguins. Yeah. I like penguins.
It's growing.
I kind of hate scientists, though. There's probably a lot of them.
They're on, like, one bit.
Could we stay away from
it's
the scientists?
It's a big old bit, man. We could live on the opposite bit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I can't believe the show's already done.
We got 8 minutes. Acid?
That's like nothing!
How long do you think Acid will try to inform us before we just give up?
I don't know. What is this?
This is going to be... This is
oh,
right
God
here.
God damn it. No, I ain't listening
this
to this
communist
British
propaganda,
clown.
Dude.
God damn socialism promoting fucking
no,
cuck
talking.
Bit.
Sorry.
Get him out of here. I've right. given up on him.
Colby wants
I've given up on every single late night host at post-Trump.
Conan.
Yeah, he's the only one.
Go back to Conan,
he's
dude.
He's literally the only one.
Yep.
All the rest of them Trump's a monkey.
He changed his entire show so he wouldn't have to talk about Trump
That's
anymore.
That's awesome.
Did you know that? He went to a 30-minute show and like... Now he still does a monologue, but it's very short and it's usually about nothing.
Yeah, no, literally because
every late night joke says every late night says the same joke now.
Colbert yeah. is Trump.
Yeah.
It's all Trump.
Well, I think Colbert thinks that he's fighting with Trump.
Right?
And he might be because Trump does watch. That's
he
the problem.
He gave a shit at the beginning. He no longer gives a shit cuz everybody's doing it.
Yeah,
he can't look anywhere without people trying
to think,
do it.
I think
like,
what
yes,
he does...
the man's a fucking idiot, but god damn it.
I think...
How many times can you say knock-knock and it be funny?
Well, I think what he's doing is he goes, did Colbert talk about me last night? And they go, yes, and he's like, good. Like, I think that's what he cares about.
I think that's
less than what said,
on.
But the fact that it's been said.
I think
said.
That's passed on,
hey,
man.
April,
it's been
thank you
two
for 200.
Fucking years already.
April's the double D now.
The
look at
double
that.
Dong
the
D. Give me
there's
that
no
double
dong in there.
Dong
don't.
Right in the mouth.
What's wrong with you?
I went far with that one.
How much whiskey have you had over there?
Just one. Just like a shot in the head.
Just one whiskey? How signs that you know that your friend is drunk with me, Seth, when you ask how much whiskey they've had and they say
Z-Y-X-W-T-S-R. I missed some. I don't think I did. R. I'm fucked. P-O-N-M.
What is happening?
K-L-J-I-H-G-F-E.
Oh, you're doing the alphabet backwards.
F-E.
There's only one
D-C-B-A?
Way.
DCBA? Oh, bam.
There's only
done.
One way to know for sure.
I think I did it. I could have skipped
hold
some.
Hold on. Hey, Blair, thank you for 200.
Hey.
We've been doing good, man. How are you?
Doing well. Getting drunk, partying up. What's up? What are you doing?
I'm going to Google the alphabet backwards. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to have you recite it to me. Mm. All right, hold on. It's Googling.
I feel like I tried to memorize this once, so if I got pulled over, I'd be prepared, but... I could be wrong.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Are you kidding me?
What?
You prepared for drunk driving?
Yeah.
That's not okay.
I mean, that's better than not being prepared.
All right, chat, how many mistakes do we give him before we rule that he's drunk?
I would say three.
Okay.
Two.
Two? Okay, two's fair. I was going to say two as well. Two is there. Okay, go.
Z-Y-X-W-V-U-T-S-R-Q- N, M.
You just skipped two letters. Does that count
really?
As one or two?
Really? Oh, P O N M. I don't know which comes next, K or L.
I think three mistakes now, but I'm not totally sure.
J I H G F E D C B A, man.
You got it, dude. Man. You sure taught me a lesson by skipping three letters.
Shut up. You son of a bitch. I got him the first time.
Sure you did.
I did.
There's no proof.
Z-Y-X-W-V-U-T.
No, we're not. I don't know it.
S-R-
I'm not going to be able to prove this.
U. Wait, no. U? Where's U? Did I already say
it's
U?
It's before T.
Okay. X-Y. Duh. No. Shit, now you got me all fucked up,
oh,
man.
I did it.
You
it's
got me all fucked up.
It's not Royal Reserve.
X-Y-V-W.
Why are you trying again?
I don't know, man.
It's over.
What's before W?
I don't know.
The U?
I don't know if we're going backwards or forwards when you say before.
We're going before.
Like, you mean you say it after, but it's before in the alphabet.
You son of a bitch. Z-Y-X-W-V-U-T-S-R-Q-P-O-N-M- L-K-J-I-H-G-F-E-D-C-B-A.
There you go, man. Good
man,
job. You are. You would have passed the test if there was a cop here. For sure he would have been like...
Walk straight line, too. Could rub my head or rub my belly and pat my head.
Oh, dude, I'm so proud.
I could vary, too.
They don't make you do a monkey-like pose, dude.
Yeah, they do.
No.
No, they probably just smell the breath.
They just get like, blow into this sophisticated machine, and it'll tell me if you're drunk or not. That's what they do now.
That's a good point. What if it's not working?
Its batteries are dead. Machine's got the night off. Recite the alphabet backwards.
It's literally not being charged in their sophisticated car ever, no.
No. Oh, my God, dude. The bald hobo asked you a question.
Piece of shit.
I understand, like, to the audio listener, you didn't read his question, so that followed with the ballin' hobo from earlier. It made you just sound like you're just having a duel.
It was a double meaning, man.
The question was, what kind of car does Colby drive?
Piece of shit.
Whatever you get in a new car, by the way.
I'm getting there.
He'd like anytime soon, or...
I don't know. I listen to my mother a lot, and she's all like, the best deals are This was back in November. The best deals are in January. And then January fucking passes, and now I'm just like...
Just go get a car.
I know. I don't know what to get, though. Should I get a truck? Should I get an SUV? Should I get another sedan? I don't fucking know.
I would not get a sedan.
Why not?
I don't know. Because you want a truck. Get, like, a CRV or something.
I don't want a truck.
Like a half car, half SUV.
I ain't gonna use the truck. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna start woodworking, man. And
dude, I guarantee you that your girlfriend's idol, Mark Wahlberg, drives a truck.
Probably drives an SUV. Because he has a family.
You think I could just...
Maybe a minivan.
Still didn't answer, by the way.
A Ford Fusion. 2010.
What does Mark Wahlberg look like? Is the number...
Well, Pro, that doesn't help me very much now, does it? Because you know how far away we are from those months?
Oh, my God.
I wasn't
God.
Thinking about a new car then.
Mark Wahlberg has a car collection?
Of course. Every fucking rich person has a collection. What you thinking? Haven't you ever seen Cribs?
No.
No?
No, Exhibit intimidates me.
That's not Exhibit. That's Fit My Ride.
Oh, well, whatever. Same movie.
You son of a bitch. I did not know he was worth that much.
Is this just going to be slideshows of Mark Wahlberg's cars? Because yes. If so, I'm just going to turn off the... Dude, he's got a Lambo.
Old school Lambo.
He's got a Mercedes. He's got... That's
the same old school Lambo.
He's got a Rolls Royce.
Of course he does.
There's the Batman Lambo.
Yeah. Another Rolls.
Another Rolls Royce. Of course.
You know he leases all of these.
Wait, is that a...
It's a Dodge Caravan.
Is that a minivan?
That's a Dodge Caravan. He's a fucking father, man. He has multiple
He doesn't
children.
Load up his kids in the back of the
no!
Lambo.
No, he needs something to drive them all to soccer practice.
There's no way Mark Wahlberg is driving a Dodge
1,000%,
Caravan.
1,000%,
There's
yes.
no way.
It's probably souped up to shit, but yeah, exactly he is.
There's no way.
He definitely
what
is.
What do you mean it's
also,
souped
you
up?
Know he owns a Chevy dealership, right? Yeah. He owns a Chevy dealership in, like, Ohio or some shit.
Why?
I don't know. He went on to Stephen Colbert one time trying to sell cars. I don't get it, but it's fucking true, man. The man's a fucking psychopath Boston man, okay? He's wrecked from cocaine and mob shit. He's just like, I'm gonna get all the cars. All the cars.
Oh, my God, dude.
If I want any Chevy, I'll have it. That's just the movie set he's on.
This is Pandela's car, Dream.
That's
car.
Another movie set he's
on. Don't critique
this
the
video.
YouTube
is
video.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Dude, look, that is your outfit if you had douchier shoes.
I've never owned pure electric green sneakers.
I discounted the shoes, man, but the rest of it's you. Stupid bracelets, stupid coiffed hair, gray t-shirts with a bright
You're
color,
just
gray
jealous.
Shorts.
He looks good.
He does look good.
CFM, what the fuck, man? What the fuck?
ZFM doesn't like you.
Then why the fuck's he here?
He's usually not.
Well, then leave. Get your bullshit out. I'll ban you.
You will not.
I will too.
You don't
I
know
have
how
the
to
power.
Ban him.
It's called a left
that's,
fucking click.
No, that's
thing.
I would be. I banned
it's
him.
Banned
no,
right
don't
here.
Ban him.
It's a ban button.
You gotta ban him with your own account.
You leave. It's my show.
That's true. That's true.
Now he's just asking for it.
Yeah, don't give him
what
he wants.
What's his problem, man? I don't like
what
it.
What about getting a hog, dude?
I'll get a hog. I already own one because
you,
this show.
You actually have worn that outfit.
This show, though.
Don't ban him. Now I'm going to forget that he's banned, and then he's going to come back.
You just clicked already banned.
Oh, yeah, I banned him twice. There, he's no longer banned. Hey, you calm down, dude. You gave him
no.
what he wanted.
I don't give a fuck.
You,
I did.
You let him
He
win.
Asked for it.
It's my show.
I'm just going to ignore him
dude,
now.
Dude, just he's getting you, dude.
Yeah.
He's needling me.
I'm very easy.
Focus
got...
on the important thing
I don't
here.
Give a shit.
How you're a Mark Wahlberg
man's
impersonator.
Insulting me.
Ow, my
the
head.
Man's insulting me. I have to reclaim my honor by beating up
what?
The one he loves.
What honor?
Fuck you.
What honor did you have to begin with?
All of it.
The man gave like $70 last week.
That's true. You got me there. He does own the show. He's put more money into it than I have, so.
Well, yeah, that's not, I mean, April just put more money into it. Blair just put more money into
it. Oh, yeah? What's that IMAX sitting in there, huh? Mac Mini. Yeah, you suck my dick.
Your mom bought that.
And?
And she put, that's her money, not yours.
Yeah, but without me, there would be, the thing would be dust.
Your mom's also a tier 2 sub.
Yeah, she is. You're welcome.
Yeah. This is not something for you.
You're welcome.
This is not something you can take credit for.
It definitely is my
You
credit.
Can't take credit
I
for
can
your
take
mom's generosity.
For it by being alive.
Also, Colin just, he says, I'm Colby. I love myself. Why'd you donate $1.50, man? Don't do that.
I guess I do.
That's rude, dude. That's rude. The one from 10 years. Yes, Taylor. That one. The one that looks yellow, like a book that's been sitting on a library shelf for 45 years.
It looks fine. Still fucking works.
You don't know that. It hasn't been plugged in ages.
I can see the light on right now.
Oh, that Mac Mini.
Yeah.
That's my Mac Mini.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I bought that.
No, it isn't.
That one is mine. I got that for Duo Studio. Yours is in the box underneath the postal stuff underneath.
Oh, yeah. Well, whose TV are you looking at right now, huh? Yeah. Burn alive, sucker.
Your mother got this TV for free when she bought a bigger TV.
Yes, she did.
And then you put it in a storage closet.
Yep.
And then you made me something. I wasn't supposed to say that. Sorry. I'm sorry. I went too far. And then you gave it to me.
Whose camera is recording this show right now?
Mom bought that for you, too.
Yep. Yep.
The only thing in this room that you bought is probably that vape.
I did buy that. And this whiskey. Okay.
Oh. Can we get back to Mark Wahlberg, please?
No, the show's fucking over.
Dude, who cares?
Dude, movie.
That's a movie set.
Another movie?
No, that's him. That's not a movie.
That's Entourage, bro.
That's him outside an L.A. cafe,
literally,
dude.
Entourage.
There he is. I've been saying boogity now to trigger people. Are you still eating my son's
no!
candy?
No!
How many of those have you had?
This is three.
Oh my god, dude. Wait, hold on. There was a photo of him in the minivan.
See it?
Dude. I've lost all respect for Mark Wahlberg now, dude. Oh my god.
Run from it. Mark Wahlberg still arrives at the minivan.
I have to give ZFM the big D from Bad Juju, so.
Don't give him that.
I have to. It's the law.
I don't like it.
I have to do it.
He's rude for no reason.
I mean, he's allowed to have his own opinion.
You know? I mean, not in this chat. You know what happens when somebody makes you mad? Ban.
That's true.
Gone.
Well, it's not really about making me mad. It's more about distracting from chat.
You don't think him getting at me is distracting me?
Well, I think it's distracting you, yeah.
We just spent the last 7 minutes on it.
Yeah.
So, by that logic...
But he left. He's already gone. He doesn't even hear us talking about him now. He's gone. Mm-hmm. He dropped dead. See, April. What about April? She put hearts in chat for you.
I can't see those.
Yeah, but they're there.
Oh, okay.
They're right there. See him?
Thanks. I appreciate the love. My little heart can't take the hate.
What do you mean? Your entire heart is hate.
That's why it can't take any more.
Just no more hate?
No. Especially for me. I love me.
Oh, my God, dude. Well, April, thank you for the 310 bits, all right? And Blair, thank you for the bits.
Fuck out of here, Morris.
Why now, Morris? Morris, one of our longest listeners, dude.
I don't give a shit. His Michael Caine ass can go back and sit at home without the show. I'll ban him.
Don't ban Morris.
I'll ban him.
No, do not ban Morris. To take away your mouse. Got
okay.
A backup mouse.
That might be why he's mad at me, is because I called him.
I'm not sure he remembers you calling him Michael Caine.
That's fine. I did, though.
We told him that, right?
Yes.
We told him that you said that you imagined him as Michael Caine.
Can we end the fucking show and I can play robots now?
Sure,
I'm tired
dude.
Of these people hating on me.
Do you think that you coming back as robots gonna make them not hate?
They can hate on the robots, man. I don't give a shit. I'll be distracted. I won't be reading.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for hanging out tonight. If you're watching live at twitch.tv/SethandColby, don't go anywhere. We're gonna take a quick break to pee. Colby can do some deep breathing, some transcendental meditation, and get all this rage out of his body.
I'm gonna stab you. That's
before he comes back. Why? Okay.
You incite this.
Chris, are you out there?
You're telling me ZFM and hating on me just because you're like, mess with Colby. Do it. Mess with him.
Stoke on the
his
table.
Rage.
No, Morris is not doing anything.
Not Morris.
Morris is sitting. You said Morris.
I said whatever.
I'm personally just happy for ZFM to come by.
That's disturbing. I saw him with the giant mallet. And Discord.
Wow, you looked at Discord?
I look at Discord all the time.
It's another high quality product from Raptor Teeth.
The only thing that gets to me is pictures, because when I scroll real quick through the chats, I see them. And I stop and look at the picture.
Okay.
Any chat.
So if we want to get a message across to you, we should Google big letters and just put them in the chat.
That would do it.
Anyway, if you're watching live, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. Colby's going to finish Detroit Become Human tonight. We're going to do that. And then, if you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, come to twitch.tv/SethandColby. Watch the show live sometime and hit the follow button. Also, sub to us and give us all your money, your entire paycheck, you pathetic audio-listening-only pleb. Thank you.
That was unnecessarily hard.
No, it wasn't. They suck. Ask me how many subs we've gotten from our audio listeners.
One?
None.
Do we have audio listeners?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure no.
But if we don't, then my insults mean nothing to them.
Yeah.
Because they don't exist.
So why even have them? Why even mention them? Because they're clearly not leaving.
Okay, then anyone listening or watching, all the links to social media, yeah, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, /SethandColby. Join the Discord if you want. You can also buy merch, RaptorTeeth.live, and all the links at SethandColby.com. Thank you for listening and watching. If you are listening or watching, we appreciate you. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. More fun. More thrills as Colby kills all the robots in Detroit Become Human Part 6.
Definitely going to do that.
And if you're listening on audio, which you're not because you don't exist, we'll be back Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central European Time. We'll see you guys then. Goodbye, everybody, for a second. Bye-bye.